Today's daf in Masechet Brachot for our Yerushalmi daf Yomi brought to you Mibin Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Beit. Now yesterday we read that one kochav in the sky is still considered to be broad daylight. Two kochavim is Ben HaShemashot, three kochavim is Varei Laila. And we constructed a case whereby if someone had done Melacha, if it was during that interim Ben HaShemashot period, then it would be a suffix had been Mechal Shabbos, whether that was on Erev Shabbos or that was on Shabbos, meaning into Mitzray Shabbos, the middle period of Ben HaShemashot is a suffix. And so because of that, on either end, he would be Chayev a Asher Toloi, because he cannot be certain that he's Chayev on Korban Chatas, because it's a suffix, Yom Suffix Laila. Points out Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bon, and in the Yerushalmi, by the way, the Lashon of Boy, which in the Bavli is always raising a question. In the Yerushalmi, it's raising a point. So Boy means needs, wants. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bon, Boy, he wants us to point out something. And what he's pointing out is this, that somebody who is Ra'ah, Shnei Kochavim Be'erev Shabbos. So let's say on Friday, there were two stars in the sky. And people say, hey, don't do Malacha. You know, it might be Shabbos. And he does Malacha. And he does it Ben HaShemashot, okay? And now, you're saying, okay, according to what you said before, actually, it would be a suffix. You know, he would be in a matzav of being only Chayav and Hashem Toloi. But then, on the next day, when it was Matzah Shabbat, he did the same thing. And it was Ben HaShemashot, and they also were matre him, and they said to him, don't do malacha. Maybe it states, I mean, it did malacha. So then, what you'll have to say is, if the Shnei Kochavim yesterday, on Erev Shabbos, are considered to be Yom, so then you would have to say that the Achronim are Yom, and then he would have to be Chayev on the Achronim, because he did Malach on Shabbos. If the Acharonim, meaning Matzah Shabbos, too, are considered to be Laila, then the Rishonim would be considered to be Laila on Friday night, and then it would be Shabbos, whereas on Matzah Shabbos it would be Chol. So then he would be Chayev on the Rishonim. So Lechora Memonev Shach, if he does Malacha B'mezid before and Malacha B'mezid afterwards, then he ought to be Chayev Skila. And of course, if it was telling him, he didn't believe it, he thought it was, you know, it wasn't Shabbos yet, or he thought it was already Chol, so then it wouldn't be an Ashram Tolik. It would be actually, if you have to bring a Korban Chatas and not now, let's make it a little more interesting. In that case, basically, he did both Ben HaShemashot, he did a Malach. Let's talk about a case where we have the same thing. Here it is on Erev Shabbos, he's Rosh Nekochavim on Erev Shabbos, but he only did a Chatzi Shiva. So he's Kotzar a Chatzi Grogeret. Then, in the morning, he went ahead, when it's Varei Shabbos, he went ahead and he was kotzer another chatzi grogeret. Now the shear of ktsira is a grogeret to be mechayev you. Over here, he was all behelem echad. He didn't realize in the interim that this was aser. And so, l'chora, if both of them were in the day, they would have been mitztaref, right? Now, we can't be mitztaref because maybe one of them was erev Shabbos. Okay. Let's continue the case. Now, it's Mesai Shabbos. It's again Shnei Kochavim, and it's Ben HaShemashot. And now he goes ahead and takes a third Chatzi Grogeret. So then, Manavshah, there too, if the Rishonim, that the first two stars on Erev Shabbos, was still considered to be Erev Shabbos, but if that's the case, if they were Yom, then Af Achronim Yom, correct? In which case, the Chatzi Grogeret of Shacharit, it's Taref Shal Shacharit, with the Chatzi Grogeret of Matzah Shabbos. And then he would be Chayev on the last two. On the other hand, if the latter ones on Matzah Shabbos was already Chol, in which case, of course, you cannot be Mitzaref, the Chatzi Grogeret, Bechol, which is not a Malacha. So Ima Achronim Laila, But then you'd have to admit that the ones on Erev Shabbos were also Laila. And then you have the ones on the evening, being mitzvah for the ones in the morning, mitzvah shel shacharit, shel Laila Shabbos. And in that case, yechayev al harishonim. Now, going back to these kochavim, what exactly type of kochavim are we talking about? I mean, as we pointed out before, there's many different sizes of kochavim. Well, how did the Tamar, when we said before that the Shir is defined by these two or these three stars, these are Be'elon Delet or Chaton Bitchamya Biyamama. We're talking about kochavim that even under the best viewing conditions would never be visible when it's clearly daytime. If under maximum viewing conditions you could see them only, even rather, in the daytime, obviously you cannot use them to be Meshire. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Abon, when we said that there were three kochavim in Zvaday Laila, that means Bilchud Yitchamo Tlata Kochavim Bar Minhada Kochvata. It means, of course, three kochavim which would only be seen in the night times. In other words, now he's saying all three kochavim are only night kochavim. Now, there's really two major ways of looking at the sugya, because there's a girsa that says kechada, not bar min hada, but kechada kochvata. Meaning that what the mimer is here, that shlosha kochavim have to be near him so close to each other that they're difficult to discern one from the other, which obviously means that we're talking about there being a lot of kochavim in the sky, and there needs to be sufficient, like if they got three near each other, which is, of course, not just three kochavim in the sky. But the other meaning could also mean not bar menada kochvata, all of the ones that are near a biyom, which would be a contradiction to what we said before, but rather bar menada kochvata, besides the well-known kochav, which is l'maisa, it's near a biyom. So sometimes you have Venus coming up, like, and the sun might even still be directly under the horizon. And that would mean that even though that comes up right before the night, it's not included in the Shir of Laila. And that would be no contradiction to anything that we said before. Rabbi Yaakov de Romana says in the name of Rabbi Yudim and Pazi, Kochav Echad Vadayom, and Shnayim is immediately Laila. Ask the Gemara for Letle Safek. I don't understand. What happened to Ben Hashmashot? Why does he not give us any shiur of that period? Says it where Itlay Safik. It's not that he doesn't hold that the Safik Zman, which is called Ben Hashmashot, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, the Safik is in a time not between Kochav A and Kochav B, but rather it would only be, in other words, a minute, as we had it, which would mean between B and C. He holds that the only time is bin kochav le kochav, which means that the time of two kochavim is no longer a suffix. It would be a suffix only up until the second kochav. So that means it's only in that period in between. On the other hand, to say there's no period of suffix would, of course, run against the whole so many references, I mean, in the Mishnah, and so on. I mean, definitely there's got to be a period of a suffix, but he argues on when the suffix is. Continues the Gemara with another shear that is not dependent on the way in which you see the stars, but rather on the reflection of the sun off of the horizon. Ton. So it says in the Braita, Kozman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimim, when you have the sun setting in the west, and the sun is now shining across the top of the horizon, you can't make it out. But obviously on a tall building, you might still catch it. And on the tall sky, on the other side of the horizon, on the east, it would still be reflecting the light of the sun that's beneath the western horizon up on top of the eastern sky. And so therefore, Kozmancha Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimim, as long as I could see the red coloration of the sun that is below our own horizon, but it's cutting through the atmosphere, whatever clouds are there that are giving it a reddish tinge, such that the light hits the eastern horizon in the opposite direction from where the sun is setting, and I can see that on the east. So over there, it's still considered to be Yom, and that is the time of day, despite the fact that the sun has already set. Hiksifu, now, when it starts turning silver, it's not yet dark, but when you look up on the eastern sky, it's silverish, which is a very obvious tinge that you note if you carefully look at the horizon. That entire period of Hiksifu, where things are darkened, that is not black, and it's still considered to be Bein Hashmashot. Once it was already Hishchiru, over there, if the entire tzad of the horizon in the east, in the Lashon of the Bavli, if the Elyon is Shavet HaTachton, Hushvu, Elyon, in other words, the higher part, interestingly enough, of course, the more above the ground it is, the brighter it will look. And if the Elyon was now also darkened, so that means that no light of the sun is catching the atmosphere across the planet on the other side, and instead the light of the sun is basically grazing the atmosphere and going off into space, so then I don't note any light of it now being reflected back to me from the atmosphere on the upper side to my east. So in that case, that is already absolutely, that is Laila. Monte Tishkiro. Omar Rebbe, if you take a look at something that is much more reliable than just the way that you're looking at the sky, and that is basically what happens in the sun-moon arrangement from the point of view of somebody that's living on the surface of the planet. So what happens is in the middle of the month, the moon is essentially directly opposite you, from your point of view, to the sun. And therefore, it's full, because all of the light of the sun is hitting the moon, and then it's being reflected back to you. And therefore, when it's full, as the sun is setting, the moon is rising, because it's directly across the sun to you, and it's going to constantly reflect the light of the sun. As the sun's going beneath your horizon, it's coming up, and it's going up above your horizon, correct? So basically, if you have that situation, then the moment that B'tkufata, when it's in its glory, so to speak, it's powerful, it's full, Yitril galgal chamal shakea, b'tchilat galgal levana la'alot, zeo bein hashmashot. There, where they're directly facing each other, so then, as opposed to the rest of the month, because after that, basically, it's going to change from that point on. So at at the beginning of the month, when we just have the new molad, right? So over there, you're going to see it only for a minute, right at the beginning of the night, and then it follows the sun down. The next day, it's a little bit further away from the sun and comes down maybe 5 minutes later. And each day it's going to get further and further away from the sun until it comes around the other side, so to speak. So at the middle of the month, it's going to be directly facing the sun. And then after the middle of the month, it's actually going to get closer and closer to the sun. And at the end of the month, it's going to come out just for a minute before sunrise, because it's going to be a little bit behind. It's going to disappear right away. And therefore, if it's the middle of the month, you should know that if it's coming out right there at the beginning of the night. But since it's visible directly across on the horizon, that is Bein HaShemashot, because the light that is hitting the sun at that point, hitting the moon at that point, is also directly beneath the horizon. And directly beneath the horizon is still considered to be Bein HaShemashot. Now for a brief review. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bonboy, in Timar Shnaim Sofek, Ra'a Shnei Kochavim, Berev Shabbat Vitrubo Vasamalacha, Ra'a Shnei Kochavim, B'motzai Shabbat Vitrubo Vasamalacha, Manavshach, Im HaRishonim Yom, Af HaAchronim Yom, V'yechayev Al HaAchronim, Im HaAchronim Laila, Af HaRishonim Laila, V'yechayev Al HaRishonim, Ra'a Shnei Kochavim, Berev Shabbat, V'katzar Kechatzi Grogeret, which is only half a shir, and then B'Shachrit, again he was Katzar Kechatzi Grogeret, and then Ra'a Shnei Kochavim, Motzei Shabbat, and again Katzar Kechatzi Grogeret, V'monavshach, Im HaRishonim Yomein, so then Af HaAchronim Yomein, in which case it's still Shabbos, and therefore the Achronim on Shabbos will be been star of Shal Shachrit and Shal Batzai Shabbat V'yechayev Al HaAchronim. Im HaAchronim were Laila, so then the Rishonim on Friday were also Laila, which means it was already Shabbos. V'yitzar of Shal Shacharit and Shal Leilei Shabbat V'yechayev Al HaRishonim. Now, Hada the Tamar Be'ilin Delet Orchaton Metchamamaya B'yamoma, but stars that are Be'ilin Deritchon Dorchon Or mitchamaya biyamama, obviously lumisharin bahon. Omre b'yosi rabbi bon, ubilachut yitchamun tlata kochavin, bar min hada kochvata, or in below hada kochvata, not hada kochvata, or other than that well-known kochav. Rabbi Yaakov duromana b'shem rabbi ben Pazi, kochav echad vadayom, shnayim laila. What? V'let le safek? Of course, eat le safek. But the safek is contained bein kochav lekochav. Tani, kol zeman shepnei mizrach ma'adimim zeh yom yichsifu zeh bein hashmashot yishkiru na'aseh yom shev l'tachton zehu laila. Rebbe Yomer, halavana betkufata yitchil gal gocham l'shakea v'tchilat gal gocham l'alot zehu bein hashmashot.
Okay, Yerushalmi, Masechet Brachot, Daf Beit. This is the Tovshin Samach Hei cycle. We have already on MP3 the previous cycle.
On Brachot?
Yeah, on that Brachot.
Yeah, the road plans on going right through.
Let's do it. We're holding on Daf Bei Zaman Aleph, and we're on four lines from the bottom in the pretty standard course. Rabbi Yaakov de Romana, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, says, "Kochav echad vadayom and shnayim laila," which is amazing. I mean, everybody before said that there was three stages. There was kochav echad was vadayom, shnayim was bein hashmashot, and the third one is laila. Now, apparently, he just has one and two. You're saying the late safek? There's no bein hashmashos according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. No, eat like safek, there's bein hashmashos, but it doesn't take the time of another kochav. Bein kochav lekochav, that's the zman of the bein hashmashot, but no longer than that.
You blink, you miss it.
No, not necessarily. I mean, this is, we'll see, that's the machloks, that's Rabbi Yosi, is blink, literally blink, Yeravai. Yeah. Tony, kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimim zehu yom. As the sun sets beneath the horizon, the opposite side, in other words, the east, the sun is setting in the west. If you take a look at the eastern horizon, you'll see that it's reddish from the reflection of the sun on top. So that's still considered to be yom. Hichsifu, when the red is gone and instead it looks silverish, during that entire period where there's still a difference in color between the upper horizon to the east and the lower, but it's not red versus gray, it's gray versus dark. That's Bein HaShemashot. Hishchiru, In which case, Ma'aseh Elyon Shaveh L'Tachton. When there's no difference between the lower horizon and the upper horizon, and both of them are the same color, that's what's called dark. And Zeh Laila. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, look, you can, if you take a look at the specific time of the month when the Levana is Bitkufata, meaning it's directly in the time, I think that it's possible that the Girsa was Bitokfata in its strongest shine. But full meaning absolutely full. In other words, not 99% full.
50th of
right. So in other words, what we're talking about is the time in which, if you would have had if you would have had now an eclipse of the moon, it would have been now. But in other words, it's directly across the sun. So you have a completely full moon. I mean, obviously, you don't always have an eclipse because of the angle of the shadow of the Earth. But assuming that the sun would have been at the angle, you would have an eclipse now. So then, at that time of the month, hitchil galgal chama l'shakea, v'tfilat galgal chama levana la'alot, zeo ben hashmashot. The time of ben hashmashot is as the sun is setting and as the moon is rising. Omer Rabbi Chanina, excuse me, says Rabbi Chanina, hold on a second, I've been here. The way to say it is that the Sof Galgal Chamal Shakea, Tchilat Galgal Levana La'anot, if you're talking about Bitkufata, then the sun will complete its setting, and the moon will then begin its rising. Not one against the other, because Tani Shmuel came. Ein alavana zorachat b'sha'ashach hashchama shokat, v'lo shokat b'sha'ashach hama zorachat. It's not that you see sun and moon up at the same time when it's b'tkufata. You will see the sun as having set when the moon now rises. Reb Shmuel Barchia, Bar Yehuda, b'shem Rebbe Chanina, says Hitchil Galgal Chamal Shakea. If you live in Haifa, and now the sun begins to set, so it's now on the horizon, starting to fall beneath the horizon. Adamo made Barosh Hara Carmel. Now you're standing on the top of the Carmel. If you now go down to Bitovel in the sea, and you get off of Hara Carmel, go down to the seashore. You're tovel in the sea, tovel b'yam gadol v'oleh, you have a right to eat truma, because you can assume that the time that it took you was still daylight. So if the sun had only begun setting, you have enough time to get down from the top of Har Carmel to be able to do a tefillah in the day. And so therefore you're now no longer at full yom, the sun set after that. But obviously, this does not include taking a bus. Because if you take the highway, you're going to get stopped at Someta checkpoint, and there's no way you're going to get to the sea on
time. What about the cable car?
So there are, this is only somebody who takes the cable. Somebody who takes the highway, no way. He's never going to get there on time.
What's the
God with
that?
This, Lobeda, not that case. That'll never get you there. Because the highway, obviously, even in those days, followed the same route, and it goes back and forth to get down the mountain, and it'll take you much longer to get there. Ezehu Benash Mashot, so Rabbi Tanchuma learned, he also similar to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, it's like you put a drop of blood on the edge of a knife, okay? And you get that blood to split. Lakana lakana. Echatipa lakana lakana. That's Benash Masha. So in other words, that's the Echad Nichnas, the Echad Yotze. It's just right at the edge. Right at the edge of a knife. Others learn. Yeah.
זהו בין השמשות. מי שתשכח, חמה כדי שיהלך אדם חצי מיל, דבר רבי נחמיה. רבי נחמיה is the time it takes after שקיעה to walk a חצי מיל, around 10 minutes. רבי יוסי אומר, לא, בין השמשות כהרפיים, לא יכול לעמוד עליו חכמים, as we saw in the Bavli, that's רבי יוסי שיטה. Now, Rabbi Yossi, not to be confused with Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Acha, this is Rabbi Yossi the Amora, who is in the Yerushalmi is also called Rabbi, you know, like every year, you know, they call you know, Rabbi Yathio, Rabbi Shlomer, okay. So Rabbi Yossi was really generations after Rabbi Yossi. He was together with Rabbi Acha, and Rabbi Yossi, they were sitting, and Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Acha, you know, I always assumed, lo mistabra, sof chatzi mil de Rabbi Nechemia is the carifying of Rabbi Yossi. Isn't it that, and this of course we had in the Bible as well, Tama ben Hashmashas and Rabbi Yehuda, and then Matzva ben Hashmashas and Rabbi Yossi, right? Not that Rabbi Yossi is in the middle of Rabbi Yehuda. But here there's even another issue. Did Rabbi Yossi know that the time that Rabbi Nechemia was calling the Bein HaShemashas, that Chatzi Mil, that's definitely Yom. The actual time of Bein HaShemashas, that's after that. So, I thought it was Mistabra that first we end up, according to Rabbi Yossi, with Vada Yom, which is the half a meal of Rabbi Nechemia's Bein HaShemashot, and then comes that brief additional moment of Rabbi Yossi at one point. Omar Le, Afana Sabak, and I tell you, I also always used to think that. But I can tell you that Reb Chizkiya doesn't hold that way. Reb Chizkiya says, he says that kol herav ayin, v'herav ayin, shebechatzi mil, the Rebbe Nechemia Sofiku. He learns that actually Reb Yossi holds that the Chachamim were not able to be aimed on when the herav ayin is either. So for all intents and purposes, it boils down to the same thing, because according to Reb Yossi, each moment of the Bein HaShemashas of Rabbi Nechemia is also maybe Bein HaShemashas according to him. So it doesn't do us any good to say that we now have a longer Bein HaShemashas of a Suffolk Yom. Because at each point we have a Suffolk Avive also. The problem is,